Based on these data, we elected to proceed with a single-arm, phase two, open-label trial at 100 per meter squared, weekly times three, off times one, in patients with metastatic breast cancer who were refractory to taxane. Refractiveness to taxane was defined as progression while on a taxane or progression within 12 months of adjuvant taxane. 88% of the patients had progressed on taxane, 12% on adjuvant taxane in this trial. We had 106 patients participate in this phase two study. The response rate was 15% among these taxane pretreated patients, and in addition, another 15% had stable disease. So the overall clinical benefit was 30%. The side effect profile was extremely favorable. We had 1% with neutropenia, and we had 4% sensory neuropathy seen in this trial. Almost all of the patients received full dose. 91% received 100 per meter squared, weekly times three, off times one. Very few patients needed dose modification from this dose level. So, one, it was very active in a taxane refractory group of patients, and two, it was extremely well tolerated. And this is in contrast to the data for weekly paclitaxel. Edith Perez has reported 5 and 9% peripheral neuropathy and 5% neutropenia, 9% peripheral neuropathy for paclitaxel when given at 80 per meter squared. These data are very favorable compared with prior studies looking at weekly paclitaxel at 80 per meter squared. Edith Perez has published on this showing 5% neutropenia and 9% peripheral neuropathy. Andy Seidman presented data at ASCO looking at initially 100 per meter squared. This was then dropped to 80 per meter squared for weekly paclitaxel. And they saw a 23% sensory neuropathy at the grade 3 level. And they even had patients with motor neuropathy. So this agent is, one, very active, even in a taxane pretreated group of patients, and two, very well tolerated. Interestingly, we looked at whether there was a response in patients who had previously received weekly taxane. Because one question is, if you give a patient weekly Taxol, paclitaxel, you can get a benefit even in a patient who's had Q3-week treatment or treatment over 24 hours. One can have a response compared with patients who've had it over 3 hours. So schedule is very important for paclitaxel. We looked at this, and there was significant responses, particularly in the group of patients who had prior docetaxel weekly. 37% clinical benefit. In the group that had had weekly paclitaxel, we had no partial responders, but we still had a significant number of patients who had benefit. So I don't think that this is merely based on schedule. I think there's actually something about the drug that's helpful even in patients who have progressed despite a prior taxane. Some of this may be due to more drug getting into tumor through this hypothetical mechanism of higher intratumoral concentrations via this albumin receptor-mediated pathway. But I'm very excited about the agent, and I think that it has an advantage over paclitaxel, particularly since it doesn't require Decadron, and it doesn't have hypersensitivity reactions. We saw no grade 3 or 4 hypersensitivity reactions at all in this study. We will be presenting data at San Antonio at the higher dose level of 125 per meter squared weekly times 3, off times 1.
The bottom line, looking at the comparative data, looking at indirectly, sort of putting it all together in your mind, strictly in terms of efficacy, how would you compare this agent with the regimen that you prefer, which sounds like it's the weekly?
I really do prefer the weekly regimen because it's less toxic. It has less neuropathy. If you look at the Q3-week regimen at the 260 per meter squared, it had more peripheral neuropathy.
Looking 10%. At the weekly regimen, how would you compare its efficacy to, for example, weekly paclitaxel or, say, every 3 week docetaxel, patients not treated, no prior treatment, for example?
There are cross study comparisons of Abraxane Q3 compared with docetaxel Q3. And they are about equally responsive in about the 30% range. So they're probably equivalent. I think this agent is more active than paclitaxel head-to-head based on the randomized trial. But the problem with docetaxel, when given in the metastatic setting, it is very toxic. If you give it Q3 or if you give it weekly, it is just much more toxic. If you look at the side effect profile, asthenia, neutropenia, fluid retention, it's just much more toxic. It's harder to give that drug for long periods of time. One can give it in the adjuvant setting, short term. Long term, I think that this agent will be better tolerated.